Final test. 1. Listening comprehension. A. Listen to the conversation and choose the best answers. Then listen again and check.
Hi, Li Ming. What are your plans for the summer vacation?
Hi, Emma. I will do some volunteer work at the City Museum with my youth group. I've been a volunteer there since last year.
Wow, that sounds cool. What do you usually do there?
I guide visitors through the museum and provide information about the ancient Chinese culture. Sometimes I help organize some activities for students, such as making paper cuts or drawing traditional Chinese designs.
That's amazing. Do many students visit the museum?
Yes, they always ask interesting questions about the ancient objects, like how ancient people made plates.
That's great. I've always wanted to learn more about traditional Chinese culture. Can I join your group of volunteers?
Yes, come along. It's fun to volunteer together.
Hi, Li Ming. What are your plans for the summer vacation?
Hi, Emma. I will do some volunteer work at the City Museum with my youth group. I've been a volunteer there since last year.
Wow, that sounds cool. What do you usually do there?
I guide visitors through the museum and provide information about the ancient Chinese culture. Sometimes I help organize some activities for students, such as making paper cuts or drawing traditional Chinese designs.
That's amazing. Do many students visit the museum?
Yes, they always ask interesting questions about the ancient objects, like how ancient people made plates.
That's great. I've always wanted to learn more about traditional Chinese culture. Can I join your group of volunteers?
Yes, come along. It's fun to volunteer together. B. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences. Then listen again and check. Last week, many students in our class had the flu. It's a terrible illness caused by a virus. The main signs include a bad cough, high fever, and body pain. My classmate Lily suffered a lot from it. She couldn't sleep well at night because of the pain in her throat and head. Our teacher told us to avoid close contact with patients. She also taught us how to protect ourselves. Wash hands often. Keep the classroom open and fresh. And wear masks when going out. Lily went to see a doctor. The doctor gave some medicine to her. She took the medicine on time and rested a lot every day. After a few days, Lily felt much better. She told us that if we have flu signs, going to the doctor early is better than suffering alone. Remember, the flu is not a small problem, but we can keep it off in the proper way. Last week, many students in our class had the flu. It's a terrible illness caused by a virus. The main signs include a bad cough, high fever, and body pain. My classmate Lily suffered a lot from it. She couldn't sleep well at night because of the pain in her throat and head. Our teacher told us to avoid close contact with patients. She also taught us how to protect ourselves. Wash hands often. Keep the classroom open and fresh. And wear masks when going out. Lily went to see a doctor. The doctor gave some medicine to her. She took the medicine on time and rested a lot every day. After a few days, Lily felt much better. She told us that if we have flu signs, going to the doctor early is better than suffering alone. Remember, the flu is not a small problem, but we can keep it off in the proper way.